Poultry production becoming more technical. Welcome and hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it seems we as Americans are loving our chicken, and farmers are working harder every day to produce it more efficiently by looking at cost-effective ways that are not only helping their bottom line, but also the environment.
Just a number of things. We have different ventilation technologies, different inlet technologies. There are 20 or 30 different technologies that we deal with customarily on farms across the Southeast that have the opportunity to get the grower into a little better profitability picture.
Dr. Gene Simpson is an ag economist at Auburn University, and he's on the staff of the National Poultry Technology Center there, and he met recently with the Tennessee Farm Bureau's Poultry Advisory Committee. And he says they analyze the new technologies to determine the best fit for producers.
We try to make a determination on whether or not it shows potential for improved profitability. And if so, what the payback is. And some of the technologies that we look at don't show much of a payback or don't show a payback in a reasonable amount of time. And so we tend to put them on the back burner and try to concentrate on those that offer the best chance of improving profitability.
The poultry industry is big business. Here in Tennessee, poultry production is second only to cattle as the leading agricultural commodity in the state, valued at over $458 million a year. And Dr. Gene Simpson says while producers here will continue to figure out what technology improvements they need on their farms, the industry overall will continue to grow as well.
I think the future of the industry is promising. I believe that this industry is here and will be a major part of Tennessee's ag economy for years to come.
There are about 2,000 commercial poultry farms here in Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.